Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Today, I'm Cynthia Pooler, your host, and today we're going to have a very important issue to talk about, and it's like the buzz of Albany right now. It's I'm going to have a conversation with Joe Sullivan about the rezone Albany proposal. So, and, you know, a lot of business owners are upset. They don't know what to do. They're afraid they're going to go under. So, Joe, can you share your thoughts about Rezone Albany, please?
Yes, Cynthia. It's good to talk with you this morning. Well, first of all, the mayor has been pushing an effort to thoroughly rezone the city zoning code, change the city zoning code and allegedly update it. And the real fear that people should have now is that in the closing days of the Common Council session, some legislation will pop up to rezone Albany. And I think that any motion that comes before the Common Council in December or early next year ought to be tabled until there's been a proper discussion of what the pros and cons of this rezone Albany effort are.
So how long has this been in the works?
Well, it's certainly been in the works since Mayor Sheehan assumed office. And I don't think the public is sufficiently aware of it. A zoning code is really a blueprint for the future of the city. And there shouldn't really be any changes in the existing zoning code until all of the aspects are thoroughly analyzed and debated, until the public has really had sufficient input. So we have to watch out again. The Common Council has a history of doing this. There have been zoning changes in previous years that have popped up in the last meeting of a year and have been quietly passed when people aren't paying attention. So we have to make sure that doesn't happen this year.
So I've spoken to a few bar owners on Lock Street.
Right.
And surrounding areas, and they're afraid that because of the rezoning and the fact that they have to close earlier, it's gonna drive them out of business. And what we don't need in the city of Albany is more places being driven out of Albany. So for everybody that's listening to this, how could they get involved to make sure that our business community remains the same and become more vibrant?
Well, first of all, I agree with your assumption on this, that the city of Albany is financially a distressed city. The Common Council Monday just approved a city budget for the 2017 year that has a $12.5 million hole in it. And the last thing we need is to lose any tax-paying entities in the city of Albany, whether they be businesses or homeowners. So that's why it's very important to just simply for the Common Council members to table any motion that suddenly appears in late December or early next year until there's been a thorough evaluation and analysis of any proposed changes to the city zoning code. So how do people do this? They have to just take a moment and reach out to their Common Council representatives. And what you have to have is at least six Common Council members vote no on any motion to table vote yes on any motion to table the any zoning changes that are brought before the council at the end of December or early next year.
Now, I remember going back to when the trash fee was talked about.
Yeah.
And there were many people who came up, spoke, said that they were against the tax fee. But ultimately, when there was the vote, the Common Council members voted against the people who spoke and for the trash fee. So to ensure that this does not happen again, what can be done?
Well, again, hopefully enough people will be aware of this, citizens in the city of Albany, and they'll just simply reach out to their Common Council representative and say, please do not vote on any zoning change in the December meeting, last meeting in December, or any early meetings in next year until there's been a thorough analysis of the significance and implications of any zoning code changes in the city of Albany. So what we're asking the Common Council members to do, or we should be, is please table, vote to table any motion to rezone Albany.
So ultimately, if it is tabled, do you think this will be further down the road until the next Cameron Council is in place, or do you think it will still be with this one?
Well, what should happen is this should become an election year issue. The Common Council and the mayor and all the citywide elected officials are all up for election. Well,
right.
We should know how they stand on this. It shouldn't be something that's pushed through the last minute of a lame duck session of the council.
Okay. So everybody that hears this, and I'm going to ensure that all of the business owners know about this, then they should call their Cameron Council representative and ask them when there's the meeting to table this particular vote.
That's right. And
correct.
Also, the people that are single-family homeowners in the city of Albany, and they're mostly located in the uptown wards, they should really
mm-hmm.
make an effort to contact their council representatives, because there are very significant changes in the zoning code affecting residential districts that are being proposed.
Okay.
So it's not just business people, it's taxpayers, people who pay taxes. That includes businesses downtown, and it includes the uptown taxpayers who pay the lion's share of the property taxes that support the city schools and city government services.
So you've lived in Albany many years.
Yes.
Have you seen legislation pushed through at the 11th hour in the dead of the night where things are passed to the detriment of the citizens of Albany?
Oh, yes, and it's a practice that's occurred far too often, where at the last meeting of a year, a rabbit will be pulled out of a hat. It's not even on the agenda, and all of a sudden it comes to the floor, and council members vote on it, and that's involving land use changes, and we should really guard against that. It's very important that this doesn't happen again.
So there's a website with all of the Cameron Council members with their contact information, their phone numbers, and their email addresses. For everybody that is concerned about Rezone Albany, I strongly urge them to either email their Cameron Council member or call them and tell them to table this issue until there's a full discussion and it's clear to everybody in the city of Albany that they know what will happen. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it's precisely, I would agree with that.
Okay. So, you know, this is going to be an interview that's short and sweet. We have to get it out. We have to get the people to realize the stakes in this, and hopefully there will be great citizen participation in telling their Cameron Council members to table this.
And
thank you,
Merry Christmas and
Go
Happy
ahead.
New Year to you and your listeners, and a Happy Hanukkah. And keep a wary eye on your local politicians.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You've been listening to Jess Sullivan of Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment or criticism about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thank you, everybody.